Cheryl Fritz is now live in Lansing on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS. Welcome to Fritz and Friends.
Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with producer Scott Eckersley, 1320 WILS, and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me now on the phone, Lansing Mayor Virge Bonero. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. How you doing, Cheryl?
Lansing has a new police chief today. Tell us about her.
We do. Well, Teresa Szymanski, she's been with the department 23 years. She's headed up most of its various divisions. She's big on community policing, of course, as really all of the finalists were. But she has a firm and calm and steady hand at the helm at a time when we need it. She is not she's not the first person in the room to jump up and down. She's not flashy necessarily, but she gets the job done. And she's proven herself in the last 8 or 9 months as interim chief, and she's ready to go.
Yeah, I was going to say, she took over after the former chief, Ray Hall, moved on to it. He was one of the other candidates. I apologize. After
yep.
Mark Alley retired to move into the private sector. And she's been doing a fine job running the department.
She has, and in tough times, you it's always a tough job, but between the economic conditions and then there were some unfortunate tragedies that happened right away when she came in, so it was really kind of a trial by fire, and she definitely proved herself at that time and proved up to the job. She's also been innovative. She's been a leader. It is tough. This is the time when the public is demanding more bang for the buck. And she's really helped us to deliver that in the police department. Like every department, we have to do more with less, and that's a reality. And she's helped to initiate changes to keep officers on the street, even while we're spending less. So that's no easy thing. She's been there. She's a real pro. As I say, it was not an easy decision. I mean, in the sense that we had three top. Notch professionals that were moved forward by the police commission with the other two captains. These were the three captains under Mark Alley, and Mark had done such a great job for so many years. The question really was who would be best to step in and pick up where he left off, and Teresa is that person, I believe.
Yeah, so given the three candidates, it was going to be a win for Lansing no matter what.
That's exactly right, because we have such depth in our department, from top to bottom. It's a great team, and they take a team approach. And so I knew that whoever I picked, we still have this great team in place. We have a big job to do. And they've been there, through it all, day in and day out, keeping our people safe, reaching out to the community. And so Teresa knows. I mean, one of our top priorities is to continue to build that community support, to build Neighborhood Watch and Business Watch. It's all of us being together, working together, being on the same page. Obviously, when we call 911, we want that response time, and we've been able to keep a great response time, both from police and fire in the city of Lansing. But it's more than that, too. It's taking care, being the eyes and ears for the police, because the police can't be everywhere. So we've under her leadership, we've been expanding Neighborhood Watch, and we need to continue to do that, because there's no community where crime doesn't strike, and it's all of us working together that is going to make our community safer, and I think she can lead that effort.
Well, and as you said, community relations has been a real strength of hers, and she's really pushed that. And as you said, budget solutions in these times, it's not getting easier. It's not going to be easier next week either.
Exactly. Now we're the rubber is going to hit the road, so to speak. We're going to find out a little bit more tomorrow from the governor, and I'll be delivering my state of the city soon. But you sort of know the state of the city, and that is that we're a growing city. We're one of the fastest growing economies in the state, actually the fastest in the state, one of the fastest in the nation. We are attracting companies and getting new jobs in Lansing. Not enough, of course. And the new jobs that we're getting haven't exactly kept up with the declines in property values and business values. So our tax revenue is down. Even though we've made cuts, the reductions in revenue is greater. So on the upside, Lansing is a place that people are coming to, businesses are coming to. On the downside, like every other community, our budget is strained. We have a $15 million deficit. We have real challenges ahead. I'm blessed to have great leadership in Jerry Ambrose as Chief of Staff and Finance Director, and then a great cabinet that now includes Chief Szymanski. But all of my department heads, they're great folks. They, too, are working for less. And they're not providing any less in terms of service and in terms of solutions and innovation. We are blessed with the team we have at City Hall.
Absolutely. One of the things I wanted to mention last week, the headline in the paper about the Go Green loan program through the City of Lansing. This is going to help some folks. A $200,000 grant to fund 2 to 4 loans. This is going to be a good thing.
Absolutely. You know, this is the kind of thing that we were lucky to get. Our Go Green coordinator, Taylor Hines, applied for this. She works with the Board of Water and Light to pull together our efforts to go green in the city, to save us money, to convert, to make sure that we're using the right light bulbs, that we're, taking the right steps to save energy in all of our facilities in the city. She saw this grant and applied for it and won. From the federal government as part of the federal stimulus dollars, energy efficiency and conservation block grants. And so we have $200,000 available for loans of $50,000 to $100,000 for small businesses who want to invest in energy efficiency or renewable energy. There's a bank.
We'll play this game. Go ahead, sir.
There's a bank credit that is usually very tough for small businesses to get, and so this is one way that we can help for businesses to improve their bottom line over the long haul, so they can take those steps to be more energy efficient, to be more eco-friendly, and it will pay for itself.
Well, yeah, it listed in the article, it talked about wind turbines, solar arrays, or heat capture systems or possibilities, as well as upgrading, current electrical or mechanical systems, all of which will make them more efficient. And as you said, to have this money available is a good thing when it's hard to get some loans. There's a deadline of March 25th, so I'm glad we can talk about this now.
Absolutely. If there are business people out there that have been thinking about, the business folks out there, they know, hopefully many times they know that they could be more efficient, and that there's things that they could do, but they just have been afraid of making the investment. I encourage them to give us a call, to talk to Taylor Hines in our Go Green office. She's very knowledgeable and she can help you to figure out if you would be a good candidate for this program.
Very good. We've got about a minute left. We're looking forward to your State of the City address next week, putting the finishing touches on.
I am, and good things continue to happen. We had a good meeting today with some investors, actually from outside the country, that are looking to make a potential manufacturing facility here. We've got a lot going for us in this community, and I know that people are hurting, and we're running. Joan Jackson Johnson just ran another of our mobile food bank. We're trying to answer the need in the community. At the same time, we're trying to prepare to bring in the jobs of tomorrow so that we continue to grow this community. Manufacturing, we have one of the fastest growing economies. As I said, we've grown manufacturing jobs. You hear about manufacturing maybe being over. It ain't over in Lansing. We've grown manufacturing jobs every month this year. We've got great companies. GM is reinvesting here, and other companies, even around the world, have heard about Lansing's manufacturing prowess. We're going to talk about some good news. We're going to talk about the challenges very honestly and forthrightly, and look forward to seeing you at the State of the City.
Absolutely, and we'll look forward to talking with you after the speech as well. Thank you so much for joining us and telling us
Thanks a lot, Cheryl.
New chief of police.
Sure thing.
Have a good night. Been speaking with Mayor Virg Bonero of Lansing. Coming up, Eddie Jackson, sports director of YAA Sports and the Mystery Monkey of Tampa Bay, right here. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.